Each of our kids has gone through a baking stage as they were growing up, and my wife and I got to sample some very interesting cookies and cakes and whatever they were. You know, new cooks have a hard time waiting for their first masterpiece to get done. Yeah, they keep peeking, opening the door, checking on it, even taking it out too soon. That just fouls up the temperature in the oven, and you get results like a cake that's burned on the edges but gooey on the center, you know? Or like our daughter baked, a cake that was flat, yeah. The young cook, at least one without a microwave, soon learns that impatience can ruin the final result. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about if you rush it, you will ruin it. Our word for today from the Word of God, Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. And here we're going to find out the greatest obstacle to you getting God's best in your life, maybe. Now Sarah, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. Now, time out here long enough for me to remind you that God had promised them a son that would come miraculously in their old age. Well, he hadn't come yet. So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant." What? Yet perhaps I can build a family through her. And Abram agreed to what Sarah said. You know what happened here? God's will was taking too long, like that cake or those cookies taking too long. So Sarah and Abram rushed it, and they ruined it. And there has been lasting fallout that has lasted to today's newspaper. For the son of Hagar is Ishmael, the father of the Arabic people today. The son of Sarah, God's promised one, is Isaac, the father of the Jews. And the war continues. See, they could have had God's best, but they tripped over the greatest obstacle to God's best. Impatience. I just can't wait. See, God's plans are not microwavable. You might be waiting out God's will right now for someone to marry, for some breakthrough, for a prodigal, for an unsaved family member, for the money to come through. Maybe it's waiting for a promotion or a raise or a job. And you're tempted, to just give God a hand right now. Remember, if you rush it, you may ruin it. Because God is weaving a tapestry right now. He's working all things together for good, he promised. Ephesians says that he will work out everything in accordance with his will. He's carefully, deliberately, skillfully putting your future together so you will be just the right person at just the right place at just the right time. But guess what? Just like Abraham and Sarah, you can blow the whole thing if impatience causes you to meddle in it. Make it a goal. I don't want to find any of my fingerprints on my future. Only one set of prints, God's. See, your involvement could well become interference. Would you please let God finish his masterpiece in his time? For he promises in Ecclesiastes, he makes everything beautiful in its time. Impatience can, as young cooks often learn, ruin the final result. Oh, you'll love what God's cooking up. But please, don't try to rush it.
Thanks, Ron. Hey, friend, discover the power of your hope story. When we get to the finish line of our lives, we want to say, "I made a difference." You can. Many lives can be touched by your life forever. God wants to use your influence in the lives of lost people around you to help them be in heaven with you someday. That's where your story comes in. Check out the free online video series, Your Hope Story, hosted by Doug and Ron Hutchcraft, now available at yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.